Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I wish you were going to the haunt show with me this weekend. I was, you know, anybody who knows me knows it's literally my favorite thing to do. And I never thought it would be. When my friends opened a haunted house, they told me about it. So it was Steve and Jerry Hoffine with Klaus. And Steve still has a Halloween store with his wife, but the haunt's gone now. But when it first happened, they go, "Hey, there's a haunt show," and they're telling me about it. I go, "That sounds okay. I love haunted house stuff." And I thought I would go, and it would be interesting, and that would be that. I went, and I was like, "I'll never miss this again. This is the greatest array of the best of the best." Not to mention the great weirdos that are there purchasing, like weirdos like I am. Well, so if you're from a haunt, they're like little roving gangs of haunted house people.
Oh yeah.
And just your run-of-the-mill strange, and then the super costumed. Then some people, I don't think they're even selling anything, but they've gone to town on their costume to wander about and have people take pictures.
Yeah, and the people who are the creative people who are building stuff,
yeah,
like the ridiculous, like it's artwork. Like it's gory, it's whatever, but it's art for
sure. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the first guys. Like you saw the Johnny Knoxville Bad Grandpa movie, mm-hmm. You know, where he has the mask.
I makes him.
These guys had that. I saw that stuff years before that. These were the original. In fact, the guys who made that very mask, I'd already seen it 2 years prior. Amazing stuff. Silicone mask so soft that literally when your face moves, it moves. To the point where the feds started getting weirded out by it because you could truly assume another identity.
You throw that on with some glasses over it.
They have hands, silicone hands that fit over your hands that are make you look slightly larger hands. But if you weren't paying attention, no way you would not know who that person is. You would know who that person is. It is just an astounding array of creativity. And so then it even gets weirder. So I'm going on about it with Doug Stanhope. And we're just talking about how weird. We were talking about his house. And I was telling him how weird the inside of my house has gotten. And so I start extolling the virtues of Ghost Ride. And suddenly is his tour manager is like, "Well, that's my brother." And I'm like,
"Yeah, podcast, all of it."
And it's the weirdest connection that's ever happened. And it's true. I'm just a huge fan. Here's from their podcast.
The Trans World Halloween show is coming up in St. Louis. I'll be there with my brother, Ghost Ride Productions. It's our 20th year going to the show.
Ah, nice.
And that is in St. Louis. And what the fuck is the date? Come on. They have the
that's
worst.
That's all right. Because I'm going to plug who else?
March 21st to the 24th at the America's Center. Come on down.
And who else is going to be there? Plug for our friend Johnny Dare from Kansas City.
Oh,
Johnny
yeah, yeah.
Dare
he
always comes. His whole backyard
did
is full of your stuff.
Did you see the production? Did you guys look at? I'll put it on here afterwards. There's fucking pyrotechnics like a Kiss fucking show. I'm like, dude, this is next level shit, dude.
Johnny Dare does morning radio in Kansas City forever, and he's a great guy, and his whole backyard is set up with shit mostly
trusses
from your
and fucking robots with giant plasma screens. He buys stuff from Ghost Ride, which you found out when you did his radio show last time. But he sent me, he's like, I sent him the thing like what we do here, yeah, the little haunted house.
Yeah.
And then he goes, "Oh, yeah, here's my yard." I'm like, is this a Microsoft event? It's everything is fucking blowing up. And oh, yeah, it's crazy. So, yeah, Johnny Dare, you won this year. But we got some plans for next year.
Born in Santa Ana and raised in Fullerton, California, our next guest has been a musician, radio morning show producer, webmaster, comedy show booker, and was tour manager for the late Mitch Hedberg. But these days, he is the producer of the Doug Stanhope podcast, as well as working with his brother Michael on one of the hottest companies in the haunt business, Ghost Ride Productions, and he's gearing up for this week's big Trans World Halloween and attraction show in St. Louis. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Greg Shealy.
Oh my God, you have no idea. Well, you probably do. How much we have all been waiting to go to this show and have this thing open back up again, Greg.
Dude, is it not crazy to have waited this long? Like you don't get your fix.
No.
Like the feel, touch, taste of walking in like that. This year it's 500,000 square feet. They've extended it so it's more room, but I mean, it's got 400 exhibitors. And it's just to walk through that. I mean, I go in when there's nothing there. But yeah, just hearing the potty mouth of me talking about your event from last year. Yeah, it's so weird to be like 2 years away from when we were last out here and doing it. So yeah, I'm totally looking forward to it, man. Thanks for having me on.
Always. Always. Listen, everybody knows I'm a huge fan of the weird. But you guys are at the very top of that list with Ghost Ride. Ghost Ride Productions, you guys, all I can tell you is you have to see it in person. It's so good that it's impossible to get a photograph good enough to explain how great it really is in person. The first time I saw the Baron Samedi, the voodoo guy, as God is my witness, we stood back 10, 12 feet. We came around the corner. I go, that looks like that's a gag and he's going to move. And I mean, because you get all the way.
We hired like on Craigslist a gig actor. Like, we need you to sit in a booth in a crouch down position. Yeah.
Why are you guys so much better? Why so much more hyper realistic than the others? And that's not me just swinging from your nuts. It really is not a comparison. Nobody gets it as close as you guys.
Well, I think it just started when my brother got into light casting, and when you get a light cast. You get, you know, basically an exact replica of the head that you've cast. And then his relationship with sculptors and stuff in Hollywood, that's what they do. When they take a cast of an actor's head, that's what they, you know, build the appliances on and sculpt to create the, that's what they sculpt the appliance. They sculpt to create the appliances for the makeup effects. So those busts, those heads, that's what we get sometimes. We get some crazy stuff, and then we put it out here in a form that is very different from other things out there. And it's 21 years in the business, and that's what it is, just honing that craft.
Well, and I was worried about everybody. You know, this. You know, there was a large Halloween for a lot of people last year, but there was no haunts were closed. You know, nobody could get, you know, it was just a sad, hard year. It was, you know, you guys didn't sell very little merchandise, or at least the way you sell it normally to all the haunts. Everything shut down. I was really worried about the move you guys had made.
Well, that was the thing, is we had just moved from Seattle to Boise, and we had just got everything packed into the truck in 2020, and literally 12 hours after we packed the truck and sent it to St. Louis, the show was canceled, and that's it. The year was over, so we had to scramble, and that's when we started some video and did a virtual tour of the booth, which we've extended to this year to add more video, which you can see through going to all the social media. Just look up Ghost Ride Productions on Instagram, YouTube especially. We're releasing videos like every hour up until showtime on Thursday at the America Center in St. Louis.
Listen, and by the way, anybody can buy this stuff, you guys. It is not just for sale to only haunts. Like you, as a human being, if you got the money, and this is not inexpensive, but I've seen people try to charge a lot more for a lot less, and it's.
Well, Johnny, you can attest this stuff is durable.
Yeah,
that's the thing, is that the products and the materials we use. I mean, my brother always says we get things in barrels, liquid barrels, product. And hard steel, and this is what we produce. These bodies and everything, this is all completely fabricated by us, and they're durable. We've got people that use these, they buy a prop for 1 year, and they keep using it year after year. And in haunts, that is a dirty, gnarly business that stuff gets beat up. So that's a testament to the quality of this product.
Well, listen, it's the haunt show is just, it's my favorite because of so many reasons. Companies like yours, the random weirdos that you'll meet, and you know, because everybody who owns a haunt is an odd duck. There's just no normal people in the business, and I say that with love.
Yeah. Oh, totally. And we don't know what's going to happen because, I mean, everyone's spent this time off and working on their stuff at whatever level they could because a lot of people lost employees. A lot of the haunts, like you said, they couldn't open. But a lot of them, they had to learn how to do more with less. So some of them could, especially in the Midwest and the East Coast, they could open, and they opened with fewer employees. So now they ended up having a year that they salvaged. They probably didn't run the numbers that they normally would, but they're coming back this year, and they are looking to buy. They're looking to get out there and see what's new and developed.
Oh, no, it's going to be madhouse. Everything's going to be madhouse. Every music festival, every rock concert, when this thing really rolls all the way open, everything is a sellout in 21. It is going to be a huge year, and I'm excited to come down to it. You know, vaccinated, everything is golden. You know, I'm sure all you guys are taken care of, so it's going to be a safe thing. And they're still observing, like, all the mass stuff in Missouri, and so it's fine.
Everything, that's what I said. They have 500,000 square feet this year because they widened a bunch of the rows to apply social distancing standards, as well as completely masked. So if you're coming down here and you think it's just business as usual, it's not. We're still following those guidelines to make it safe for everyone, including our booth, which we developed a website that you can actually order in the booth online on your device, contactless through ghostride.com. And I'll tell you right now, on your show, we haven't even released this to our registered customers yet. But if you go to ghostride.com and you just create an account, you can go to booth 18 and view it 2 days before the public can see it.
Excellent. And you guys are same spot though. Online it's booth 18, but physically same place.
Same place. It's booth 18. That's where we've been 13 years in St. Louis, 21 years in the business, and it's great customers and dudes like you just passes the word that you want some hyper realistic props. Ghost Riding's it.
Yeah, listen, I'll see you in a couple days, Greg, and I got all kinds of plans and ideas and thoughts and feelings. You know, we'll get together. And by the way, the other thing is, I don't know if they'll allow it this year, but have you been to some of those super weird private parties that go on in the hotel rooms?
In the past.
Yeah. Dude, they're so good. I was like,
kind of like Fight Club, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, right, right.
Don't talk about it.
Well, man, I'm looking forward to seeing all you guys. Everybody, I assume, as well, your brother, Doug, everybody's good?
Yeah, good. I do want to say, Doug, I talked to him last night. He said, give him a call. He wants to get on the show because he's heading back out August 20th. He has rescheduled dates from 2020. Start up again, and that starts in Denver. But what I want to talk to you about, he's going to do a little mini tour and stuff like that. So, get Jake to reach out, give him a call, and set something up.
I will. I'll do it today, man. Excellent. We'll see you in a couple days, man. And I can't tell you how happy I am to be open, to get back on the road, to come down to St. Louis, to see everything, to walk around a little bit, to feel normal again. I'm incredibly excited.
Fantastic, Johnny. Can't wait to see you.
GhostRide.com. GhostRide. GhostRide Productions, the name of the company. It is holy goddamn. Super kick-ass. I'm telling you, go to the website, check it out. Click on the compendium and look for yourself. But those pictures cannot do it any justice. It's too good. Watch our social media over the next few days. Once we get there, I'll throw a bunch of pictures of specifically GhostRide stuff that in a real setting, so you can kind of get a feel for it as opposed to a catalog. I'm just ready to go. You want to go? You can go with us.
You have room?
Well, we did get a king bed, but I'll have to ask my girl. But
you think we'll be okay with it?
I don't know. I've never.
I mean, that's why I asked where you were staying. I mean, I didn't know. You Marriott. Take good hints.
Yeah, that's right. It's a smallish bed.
So. A smallish king.
Yeah.
Dare's going everywhere, man. Everywhere that he can. That boy don't have a plan. He don't even care, man. Been stuck home for a year, man. Dare's going everywhere. Yeah, maybe New York or Moscow. We'll take a trip to Costco. St. Louis, St. Joe, St. Thomas, who knows? North, south, east, west. Could be far, could be near. All I know is Johnny's gonna be yapping out of here. Yeah, to Johnny's traveling, we're gonna see an influx. Except to Ponca City, Oklahoma, because the place sucks. Dare's going everywhere, man. Everywhere that he can. Yeah, that boy don't have a plan. No, he don't even care, man. Been stuck home for a year, man. Dare's going everywhere. May
maybe Vancouver, Tokyo, where the hell's he gonna go? England, France, or maybe Spain, every country he can name. Hallucinate at Machu Picchu, wherever he'll be glad to meet you. On the beach of Curacao, he just wants to leave now. Hop on plane, maybe head over to Amsterdam. Get drunk, get high, man, it sounds like a plan. There's zone everywhere, man, everywhere that he can. Yeah, that boy don't have a plan, he doesn't effing care, man. He's friggin' out of here, man, there's zone everywhere.
Yeah, there's zone everywhere.